how did I, you know, balance my life? Now, that's something, you know, I find very important. Me personally, I didn't go all in into martial arts. Like, I know some fighters, they have no wife, no kids, no family, no education. They do nothing else. They just do MMA and they're looking to be world champion and there is nothing else on the menu. Does that make you the best fighter? I personally think it can backfire on you, I think, because when you go to fight, it's all you have. Now, this is something really important because I think this goes across the board. Some people are so focused on their business, they don't have a wife, they don't have a kid, they don't have nothing. That's it. They're focused on their business or whatever it is, whatever your pursuit may be, whatever your pursuit may be. It could be in any field. Now, whatever field you're pursuing, whether it's athletics, academia, business, whatever it may be, I think you have to have some balance in your life. Okay, so you need to have a social life, you need to have a love life, you need to have a interest outside of that. Why? Imagine if you base your entire life on a particular project and that project falls by the wayside, and it can happen. Okay, let's say for instance, we have a really good athlete and he blows out his knee and, you know, for some reason, one reason or another, his career is over. That person is going to be so discombobulated psychologically. He's going to be so fragile psychologically. He can have a breakdown. Like, he can have a midlife, a crisis in his life. Okay, a real, I don't want to call it a midlife crisis because he might be 20 years old, 25 years old or whatnot. But he can be, find himself in a crisis. Okay, so there are more important things to life than fighting, money, you know, whatever it may be, whatever your project may be. So I really believe you have to have a balance. Now, I've been pretty, you know, I've been pretty successful in a lot of different fields. So I really feel it has to do with reading. Okay, so I do an immense amount of reading. Like, I've met people who are well-read in my life. I have. And some people are more well-read than me by far, for sure. I know some people, they read more than me, but I am a heavy reader. And when I say reading, I do a lot of audiobook. Okay, so since I discovered audiobooks, you know, the last 10 years I've been doing audiobooks, I've taken my reading to another level. Why? I enjoy audiobooks. I use them often. I went to university. I've had a lot of great discussions with a lot of great intelligent people, and I continue to, you know, so when I meet somebody from a different field, I've been through the academic method, you know, so I'm familiar with it. I enjoy it very much. It's a part of my life that's very fascinating, that's very enriching. So for instance, when I was interested in business, I read a lot of books on business. Academic books. I didn't study business in school, but I just read books on business that you would find in your library. And, you know, I read a lot of different reviews on a various amount of books, and they were all really good, all gave me a bunch of tips. And I just put a huge collage together. I just kept thinking about it. And eventually I found my way. When it comes to family, again, you know, I read a lot of books on psychology, philosophy. I do a lot of thinking about what it takes to raise a child, what it takes to have a healthy relationship. I ask those kind of questions. I think a lot of people, they don't ask those kind of questions. I enjoy reading to a great degree. So with that said, I would think that anything you're interested in, there's books out there. There are people that talked about whatever you're interested in. They talked about it 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. They wrote a book about it. Like, there is a lot of material on a lot of subjects. So whatever subject you're interested in, go and make it your goal to read 100 books on that subject. 100. Find the book that's really popular. Read the reviews on the book. Get a summary. I always believe, listen, guys, one thing about books, there's a lot of bad books. Like, I just read a summary on Never Split the Difference, and I thought it was a horrible book giving horrible advice. Thank goodness I didn't read that book. I would have spent, I don't know, maybe it was a 6-hour book. I would have never got all the way through after hearing that advice. I probably would have got past an hour or two. You know, I always try to give it an hour or two at least. But it was just not a good book. Like, really bad advice. Like, really bad advice. And that's why I always do summaries. I usually do summary or a book review. There's a lot of websites that do book summaries. You can read a whole book in 15 minutes if you think it's a good book and it makes sense and you think you want to get deeper on this ideas, then get the book, get the audio, read the physical book. I also read the physical book sometimes, but physical book, when I read a physical book, I got 45 minutes in me. So if I read a physical book, I'm good for 45 minutes. However, if I'm on a flight or something, it's a 3-hour flight, I could do the whole 3 hours easy on audio. Audio, I can do 6 hours, no problem. But physical reading, I feel like after 45 minutes, an hour, let's say an hour would be a good day. Like if the book is really good, my eyes are tired, my head is like, it's just a lot more energy for me. In that sense, that's it. I'm done. I have to take a break. But when it comes to audio, man, no, there's no limit. So I hope that helps you. Listen, that's really, I think, the secret. You can self-educate. I really believe. Listen, I graduated in university, but the things I learned after university were far more. I learned a lot more. And I'm really happy I went to university. I'm really happy I graduated because I learned a path. I didn't learn everything I know today. You know, I graduated in university like 15 years ago. I didn't learn everything in university. I learned the method. I learned a culture. And it sent me on a path. But what I know today is far more than what I learned in university. Far more. But again, it's just that path that they send you on. So I'm a big believer in higher education, university, etc.